This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Former U.S. President Donald Trump pleaded not guilty in his election interference case in the southern state of Georgia Thursday. Trump asked to be tried separately from his 18 co-defendants. Here's Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener.
The Georgia indictment, filed earlier this month, accuses Trump himself of 13 felony counts, including racketeering. 18 other defendants, along with Trump, face a total of 41 criminal counts, including falsely testifying to lawmakers that election fraud had occurred and urging state officials to violate their oaths of office by altering the election results.
That was Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. Two former leaders of the far-right Proud Boys extremist group have received lengthy prison terms for spearheading the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Here's AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
One of the organizers of the Proud Boys, Joseph Biggs, got a 17-year sentence. Zachary Rell got a 15-year sentence.
A couple years would have been enough time. These sentences are obscene.
Attorney Norm Pattis represents both men. Prosecutors say Biggs and other Proud Boys committed among the most serious crimes this court will consider, pushing the U.S. government to the edge of a constitutional crisis. Rell was seen on video spraying a chemical irritant at law enforcement officers outside the Capitol. Prosecutors say he repeatedly lied about that assault when he testified at his trial.
As far as I'm concerned, they're patriots. They're not terrorists, and I don't care what the court has to say about it.
The leader of the Proud Boys, Enrique Tarrio, is expected to be sentenced next week. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A judge in the Midwestern state of Missouri ruled Thursday that the 84-year-old white homeowner who shot a black teenager after he mistakenly went to the man's house must stand trial. The judge issued the ruling after a dozen witnesses spoke at a preliminary hearing, including Ralph Yarrow, the teenager who was shot by Andrew Lester back in April. This is VOA News. Lester is charged with first-degree assault and armed criminal action. Steve Salmon, Lester's attorney, says Lester was acting in self-defense, terrified by the stranger who knocked on his door as he settled into bed for the night.
Our contention is that when Mr. Yarrow's grabbing the door handle to come in, that all of a sudden that's the imminent threat. Because this guy's a stranger. He's not one of his friends. I mean, some guy's grabbed the door handle, it's going to come in. So what does Lester do at that point? Does he just wait till he's attacked from a stranger?
Yarrow testified that he was sent to pick up his twin siblings, but got the street wrong. He suffered a traumatic brain injury from the shooting, but has just begun his senior year in high school. The shooting renewed national debates about gun policies and race in the United States. Territorial disputes in the South China Sea, an ongoing crisis in Myanmar, and the war in Ukraine are key issues that will be addressed by U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris at the ASEAN Summit next week in Jakarta, Indonesia. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Patsy Whitaker-Sara has this report.
When Vice President Kamala Harris was in Southeast Asia last year, in a rebuke to Beijing, she stopped by Palawan Island in the Philippines, just 330 kilometers east of the disputed Spratly Islands in the South China Sea. In Jakarta, Indonesia next week, to meet leaders of ASEAN, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Harris will also discuss this vital maritime route, where there are overlapping claims by China, Taiwan, and four ASEAN members, Vietnam, the Philippines, Malaysia, and Brunei. Leaders meeting in Jakarta will also deal with another key challenge. The Indonesian capital has been one of the world's top most polluted cities this month as authorities grapple with a spike in toxic smog. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
The United Nations Security Council on Thursday renewed the mandate for its peacekeeping force in Lebanon for another year after tense debate around the troops' freedom of movement. The resolution passed with 13 votes in favor, with Russia and China abstaining, and keeps the force in place until August 31, 2024. The vote was originally scheduled for Wednesday, but postponed for further negotiations. The resolution was passed only a few hours before the mission's authorization was set to expire. The United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, or UNIFIL, has been in place since 1978. The force is tasked with creating a buffer between Israel and Lebanon, who are still technically at war. Follow us on voanews.com for all the stories we're covering. You can also download our app, VOA News. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.